morning on WCHL, plans for providing sewer to the Rogers Road neighborhood stalls again.
Until we start talking about funding, all we're doing is talking.
Durham police conduct a citywide search for the accused North Carolina Central University shooter. And the Carborough Film Festival kicks off this weekend, featuring films from North Carolina and beyond in a two-day event.
This year we have a lot of films that are from other countries.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina football team prepares to take on Old Dominion this week and seal a five-game winning streak. And the basketball team is on the road in Connecticut. You can also hear how the men's soccer team took down South Florida in the NCAA tournament first round. Plus, high school football back in action tonight. We will preview the matchups on WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 47 degrees, a little chilly, mostly cloudy all day. Look for a high today in the upper 60s. Really cold this weekend, temperatures getting down into the 20s. Despite heated debate at last night's Assembly of Governments meeting, elected officials are still at an impasse when it comes to the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details in this contentious meeting.
Leaders from Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County met together last night to discuss how to move forward with a plan to bring sewer service and a community center to the Rogers Road neighborhood, which has lived with the landfill for 40 years. Chapel Hill Town Council member Matt Chakovsky pushed his peers to commit to funding the plan as soon as possible.
Until we start talking about funding, all we're doing is talking. And it's about time we stop talking.
The historic Rogers Road Task Force came up with a plan to provide sewer service to all 86 homes in the neighborhood at a cost of $5.8 million. The plan has widespread support among local leaders, but the towns and county face two major obstacles, namely a pending federal investigation into the county planning department and no clear method for Chapel Hill to contribute its share of the money. The EPA announced this summer it was investigating claims filed by the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, that the county discriminated against the largely African-American neighborhood by failing to apply for federal grant money to fund sewer service. At the advice of the county attorney, commissioners have held off on endorsing the Rogers Road remediation plan until the investigation is complete. Commissioner Mark Dorison said that's a mistake.
We're at the point where we should move forward, and I think, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I think it is a disastrous idea to sit back and wait until the EPA makes a decision.
Carborough Alderman Damon Siles agreed, suggesting approval of the remediation plan could bring the investigation to an end. He said the solution may lie in recent correspondence between the county attorney and the attorney representing RENA.
It's right here before us. The county attorney says a commitment can be made if RENA agrees to withdraw the complaint, and we now have a letter from RENA saying that they will withdraw the complaint.
If we adopt the package.
We've got the solution right here in front of us, folks.
But the question of how to approach the EPA investigation got sidetracked by finger-pointing between town officials about who pays what when. Chapel Hill Town Council member Jim Ward and Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton.
To me, it seems like you're asking Orange County and Chapel Hill to pay for the infrastructure that you're obligated to provide your residents.
I'm not obligated to provide that. Okay. That issue was litigated in Orange County Superior Court. That's been decided.
I know it's not Chapel Hill's responsibility.
I know 43% of it is Chapel Hill's responsibility. 14% of it is our responsibility.
The task force approved a cost-sharing plan based on the 1972 landfill agreement. Under that plan, Carborough pays 14%. Chapel Hill and Orange County each contribute 43%. But to do that, Chapel Hill has to find a way to spend town money outside town boundaries. One solution is to absorb the neighborhood into the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction, a process that's already underway. Another option might be to create a sewer district that includes Rogers Road and extends into Chapel Hill. While Chapel Hill is struggling to figure out how to contribute money, Carborough has designated $900,000 to cover its portion of the plan. Mayor Chilton lambasted Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt over the council's failure to commit to funding.
We agreed on a set of ground rules about how we were going to allocate these costs. We've stepped up to the plate. We're the people who've put a large chunk of money on the table, and all I get is this bullshit about how you can't put any money in, and I'm not putting in enough, and I'm sick of it.
I don't think that anyone in the town of Chapel Hill says we will not put any money in.
Yeah, I hear a lot about why you can't.
No, you're hearing discussion around where the money comes from.
Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo urged the group to put their differences aside and accept the task force's recommendation as the best solution.
All of our governments have been at fault and have done things that we're unhappy about regarding this neighborhood. And there is no perfect magic bullet funding formula that's going to make everybody happy. Maybe the county's number should be slightly higher. There are concerns about Carrboro. There are concerns about things that Chapel Hill has done. But I think this funding formula best gets to the root concerns that we all have about the impact we have made on this neighborhood by dumping our trash for 40 years.
Town and county managers asked to be granted authority to start planning for the implementation of the remediation plan if and when the towns and county commit funding. In response, the boards and council asked for managers to return with a report next spring evaluating all the options. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Durham police conducted a citywide search for a 21-year-old man on Thursday afternoon who's accused of firing shots on North Carolina Central University's campus. Crandall Ingram, a former North Carolina Central student, was identified by police as the man who reportedly fired three or four shots on campus around 2:40 in the afternoon near Concord and Lawson Streets. That's according to WRAL. Ingram fled in a cream-colored four-door Audi and was last seen headed southeast of campus. North Carolina Central Police detained a man Ingram is accused of trying to shoot and brought him in for questioning. The man was not injured. The shooting forced the university to lock down the campus for about 35 minutes. Police gave the all clear shortly after 3 in the afternoon. As of this morning, Ingram has still not been apprehended. North Carolina Award recipient for science, Myron Cohen of Chapel Hill, says he spent the last 33 years trying to produce new cases of HIV.
I've been doing this since the very beginning. I came to Chapel Hill in 1980, and then the first cases of HIV in Chapel Hill were in 1981, and we had a fairly large epidemic of HIV in North Carolina that the healthcare providers at the university have helped to manage.
Cohen is UNC's Associate Vice Chancellor for Global Health and Director of the Center for Infectious Diseases. The North Carolina Award is the state's highest civilian award and was given to 5 other people along with Cohen. This came one day after Dean Smith of Chapel Hill was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest national civilian honor. Cohen is an infectious disease specialist and says he works with a large group of people across the country.
Working to understand the transmission of HIV, the virus HIV, and most importantly, in developing strategies to prevent the transmission of HIV.
Cohen says the study of HIV/AIDS has come a long way and is more than 3 decades of work on the disease.
There's no organism better studied than HIV, and there's incredible discoveries along the way that have taken this once universally fatal infection, and nowadays this infection is detected early and people receive the proper treatment, they live a normal and healthy lifespan. So it's a quite remarkable journey over 33 years.
Dr. Myron Cohen was presented the North Carolina Award by Governor Pat McCrory on Thursday in Durham. The North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources administers the awards. Cohen received the award in the Science Division. He was joined this year by Asheville's John E. Cram in Fine Arts, Davidson College grad John M.H. Hart Jr. in Literature, and legislator Philip J. Kirk Jr., and Education Administrator John Harding Lucas, and internationally acclaimed linguist Walt Wolfram in Public Service. For more on Myron Cohen and the North Carolina Award, you can view the story on our website at chapelbrough.com. Representatives from Silver Spot Cinema announced that the new theater to replace Dillard's in University Mall may create 60 more jobs for local people. Dillard's currently employs 33 people, but will work with the employees to find them jobs at other Dillard's in the area before closing the store in January. The new business to take the place of Dillard's, eventually, will be a 13-screen luxury movie theater and is set to open in 2015. With theaters like this one, Silver Spot Cinema representative Liska Campos said that typically create about 60 jobs, which is almost double the number of employees at Dillard's. The Carrboro Film Festival is back. It's bigger and better than ever. That story and more on the way next. 7:14 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report brought to you by UNC Athletics. You can win tickets to Saturday's football game against Old Dominion by going to WCHL's Facebook page and getting registered to win. You got to do it before 12 noon. That's the deadline. And then we'll draw for the winner this afternoon. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park, right next to the stadium, right before the game. Carolina and Old Dominion coming up tomorrow. Now, here's Rachel Nash coming up with a look at your morning traffic.
Good morning. No accidents to report on the roadways on NC 54, 15501, or the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL Road Warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
Well, it was short and sweet.
Short and sweet, so that means no accidents so far, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Rand Northam has the day off from WCHL, and Rachel filling in all morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
It is time now for another cup of coffee, and also time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, where you can register to win UNC Duke basketball tickets by visiting their Facebook page. Enter now for a chance to win, and also check out other special offers from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. Great food. All right, it is 46 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 45 this morning in Carborough. Mostly cloudy, high today about 68. Tonight cloudy with a chance of rain mainly after midnight. Overnight low 52, chance of rain 50-50. Tomorrow, rain likely, 60% chance of it. High tomorrow in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow night it's going to turn much colder with the low all the way down to the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, still clear skies, lots of sunshine, much colder though, with a high only in the upper 30s on Sunday. So get ready for the chill.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 7:17. The Carborough Film Festival is back, and this time around it has tripled the entries and it's expanded to 2 days. Event organizers say this weekend will bring the drama in all the right ways. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Jackie Helvey, along with fellow Carborough Arts Committee member Nick Berry, organized the town's first film festival back in 2006. Helvey has watched the event thrive and grow to a two-day event with submissions from across North Carolina and beyond. This year marks the first time that international films and feature-length narrative and documentary movies are screened. The lineup this weekend also features another new addition, two free workshops on visual effects and 3D animation.
And I think it's encouraged local filmmakers to create more. And not only that, we've gotten international fame. This year we have a lot of films that are from other countries.
73 films, a record number for the festival, will be shown in both the Century Center and the Arts Center. 198 films were submitted for consideration. Helvey, along with the selection committee, watched each film in order to narrow down the entries. Helvey says that the recent opening of the Hampton Inn, Carborough's first hotel, was an incentive for the Board of Aldermen to support the expansion of the festival, as it would help accommodate out-of-town attendees.
The Board of Aldermen really understands that it's events like this that bring people to Carborough, that expose people to Carborough.
Documentary filmmaker and UNC graduate Jonathan Michaels first submitted work to the festival as a student.
It's meant a lot coming back to the festival as more of a seasoned documentary filmmaker, just a validation of the hard work that's been put into the project.
Michael's piece this year is about this past summer's Moral Monday movement, a series of weekly protests in Raleigh against the North Carolina General Assembly. His film is called It's Monday and the South is Rising.
You'd also have thousands of people showing up to these rallies from all over North Carolina and even surrounding states. So it does mean a lot to people to see a film made about the event. And it's also something that they can hand to other people and say, this is what it was like to be at Moral Monday during the summer of 2013.
Michaels explains the film is meant to be a snapshot of what it was like to experience the Moral Monday protests. Helvey says it is a, quote, piece of history. In addition to documentaries, the selected films encompass genres ranging from drama, comedy, animation, student films, and experimental pieces. For ticket and schedule information for the Carborough Film Festival, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Good morning, I'm Ross Thompson. Saturday's game day in Chapel Hill will have many folks asking, who are the Monarchs of Old Dominion? But the Tar Heels playing on the field, no, they're going to have their hands full with a pretty good offense. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
The 5-5 Tar Heels will face 8-3 Old Dominion in a fight for bowl eligibility Saturday at noon inside the cozy confines of Keenan Stadium. With a win, Carolina would earn their first five-game winning streak since way back in 2001. But how have these embattled Tar Heels turned things around so quickly in a season that was deemed lost by most outside observers? Head coach Larry Fedora says a lot of the turnaround comes from players eliminating the mental lapses and realizing their roles on the team.
I would say eliminating mental mistakes and guys doing their job, understanding what their job is and just doing their job, not trying to do any more, not trying to do anything extra. You know, just doing their job.
Sophomore quarterback Marquise Williams has made a seamless transition to the starting position. Coach Fedora credits offensive coordinator Blake Anderson and his teammates for the success.
Oh, I think he's really comfortable back there. You know, and again, I give Blake credit for preparing him throughout the year. And Marquise did a nice job of preparing himself every week, knowing that, you know, he was going to go in the games and play in some situations and packages. And so he's done a really nice job preparing himself. And again, the team, you know, the unit, I mean, it really hadn't mattered to them who's been back there. You know, we hadn't changed anything. So they've done a nice job with that.
ODU quarterback Tyler Heineke is a dynamic playmaker who distributes the ball to perfection to his receivers. Just ask defensive coordinator Vic Koning how he feels about him. Koning says he compares him to a pretty successful NFL signal caller.
I mean, he is good as there is. I mean, he's Drew Brees is good, if not better. I mean, he is fantastic. We don't see too many bad decisions, bad balls. I mean, he's as good as there is.
Coach Koning says he sees a lot of similarities between the Monarch attack and the East Carolina offense Carolina failed to stop earlier in the season. Koning says he's hopeful the guys are able to overcome the scar of that game and get retribution.
Anytime that you get spurned or get hurt, you know, and you're feeling, I mean, it scars you. So you have that scar, and so we have that scar from that game. And I hope our players learn from that and don't want to go back to that. I think, again, you never know. I think our guys are feeling some pressure and intensity, but we know there's a great offense coming in here.
This late in the season, Coach Koning says the wear and tear of the season starts to build up on the guys. He says the key against Old Dominion will be whether the Tar Heels can summon the energy to play at the high speed necessary to take down the Monarch.
So the ACC, the last four games, has been physical pounding. So it'll, you know, if our guys can get it up for another and play at the speed, you know, then that's going to be the key for us. If we can get up and play at that speed, it's going to take for us to win the game.
Will Carolina's late season magic continue? We'll find out Saturday. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of tomorrow's football game will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare, broadcasting live from Rams Plaza tomorrow. Hope you will join me for that. Archansky and Bob Lee will be along with the Good Sports following Countdown. And in a case of very unfortunate scheduling, the Carolina men's basketball team will be playing at precisely the same time tomorrow. Tar Heels are up in Connecticut, playing in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic Saturday at 12 noon against Richmond. That game will be on ESPN3. Louisville and Fairfield will be playing in the other half of a doubleheader there. And the Tar Heels trying to bounce back after that shocking loss to Belmont. Again, the opponent tomorrow is Richmond, and they will play at 12 noon in Connecticut. The University of North Carolina women's soccer team will continue defense of its 2012 NCAA championship today when the Tar Heels play host to Indiana University at Fetzer Field. Game time, 6 p.m. Matchup between the Tar Heels, 18-4, and the Hoosiers, who are 15-6-1, is the second of two NCAA second-round games being played today, being played in Chapel Hill. In the first match, Southeastern Conference tournament champion Texas A&M will meet up against Texas Tech, and an at-large bid recipient from the Big 12 Conference at 3:30 this afternoon. That'll be followed by the Tar Heels game. The survivors of the two Friday games will meet on Sunday afternoon at 1 at Fetzer Field in the NCAA third round. And the winner of that match advances to the NCAA quarterfinals the following weekend. Coach Hanson Dorrance's Tar Heels entered this NCAA tournament second round with a record of 18-4 after earning an at-large invitation to the tournament. Carolina's only school in the nation to have qualified for all 32 NCAA tournaments since the initial event was held in 1982. Indiana got an at-large bid from the Big Ten Conference. course, Tar Heels have won the national championship 21 times. Carolina posted a 1-0 victory over South Florida at Fetzer Field last night to move on to the second round of the NCAA Men's Soccer Tournament. Tar Heels improved to 9-5-5 on the season. Will now travel out west to take on number 12 seed UC Irvine on Sunday at 5 p.m. You can read the story and follow all the latest in Carolina men's soccer on our website, chapelbro.com. Number 3 UNC field hockey team will be facing Connecticut this afternoon at 4:45 in an effort to advance to this fourth straight national championship field hockey game. Tar Heels have finished as national runners-up the past three seasons and will be hoping to recapture the title they won back in 2009. Carolina 18-5 of the season. The winner of the UNC-UConn battle will face the victor between Duke and Maryland coming up on Sunday. You can read the story and follow all the latest on Carolina field hockey on our website, chapelbro.com. Now let's get back to football for a moment. It is a big night for high school football. The hunt for the high school football state championship rolls on tonight with the second round of the playoffs. Postseason play leaves no room for error, and 11-1 Orange High School looks to stay alive when they face Cleveland tonight. Tune in to the 11-1 Orange Crush Panthers as they attempt to set up a rematch with Southern Durham, a team that spoiled their run at an undefeated regular season just a couple of weeks ago. Head coach Pat Moser's squad will be traveling to take on a worthy opponent, 9-3 Cleveland. Orange will need its stingy defense to slow down the Rams' attack. Tune in to coverage from Clayton with Paul Connell and Jeff Hamlin tonight, 7 o'clock on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live on chapelbro.com. And don't forget, Friday, 6:30 p.m. tonight, WCHL's lively duo, Matt Oakes and Matt Paul, will have your pregame show. They'll be breaking down the big game, sitting down with head coaches and many of your favorite teams, releasing WCHL and chapelbro.com Super 6 rankings, making some bold predictions, and unveiling the grid grade of the week. This week, Matt and Matt will be selecting their play of the 2013 regular season. You can catch up on the whole season of the grid with Matt and Matt by clicking on our website. There's a place, chapelbro.com. And today, Matt and Matt plan to chat with Orange's Pat Moser and Northwood's Bill Hall. You can read the story and follow all the latest on the grid and high school football in general on our website, chapelbro.com.
This is the season to be thankful, and I'm thankful for the Foster's Market Chapel Hill catering team because they're taking the stress out of my holiday season.
From hors d'oeuvres to three-course turkey dinners with all the trimmings and desserts, Foster's Market Chapel Hill guarantees a spread that will amaze your loved ones and allow you to spend more time with your family and friends, knowing your holiday meal preparation is in great hands.
Taking Thanksgiving orders until November 25th, including a special $99 dinner for four. Call Foster's Market Chapel Hill today to reserve your holiday meal.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here, without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Is your high school student looking to get a head start on college? We've got you covered at Durham Tech. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. If you'd like to earn college credit while you're still in high school, we've got three options for you. Visit durhamtech.edu/CCP to learn more. That's durhamtech.edu/CCP. Durham Technical Community College. Your future begins now.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is Commerce Plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Sutton's Drugstore. It's half off. $20 worth of food and drink available now for $10. Sutton's has fed the town of Chapel Hill since the early 20s, and their notorious burgers, sandwiches, hot dogs, and milkshakes bring customers back for more. Come and be served by the friendly staff and enjoy hot, fresh, and timely food, and leave with a full stomach and wallet. It's half off from Sutton's, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 47 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. Look for a high today of about 68. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, 50%, probably late. Low tonight, low 50s tomorrow. Rain likely, 60% chance, high in the upper 50s. Really cold tomorrow night.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
I'm Dave Barrett. Midday on November 22nd, 1963, 50 years ago today, Texas Governor John Connally riding in JFK's motorcade.
We heard a shot. I turned to my left and looked in the back seat. The president had flung.
Chaos in Dallas's Dealey Plaza.
The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car.
We're in school. All of a sudden, we were just told the president was dead.
Shots had been fired from the Texas School Book Depository. CBS's Walter Cronkite later that afternoon.
A report has it that the man has been arrested.
Did a lone gunman kill JFK?
It was Oswald alone.
But opinions differ.
It's hard to believe that somebody could get off three shots from the top of that building. What kind of a rifleman would you have to be?
This morning, CBS's Barry Bagnato with Dealey Plaza.
The chill has descended on Dallas for what's being called a solemn, dignified anniversary ceremony. It includes a police color guard, hymns, a Navy flyover, and the thoughts of noted historian David McCullough.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 47 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. There is still another theory at work with the John Kennedy shooting. Was President Kennedy shot by accident when Oswald was actually aiming at John Connally? UNC graduate and novelist James Reston Jr. told WCHL's Jim Hebner that in the process of writing a book about Connally, he came across evidence that has persuaded him that it was hatred of Connally that drove Oswald to shoot on November 22, 1963, 50 years ago today. Reston has now published another book, The Accidental Victim, which appeared in more detail, and he explains for Jim Hebner in an interview that appeared earlier this year on WCHL. You're going to hear a portion of that coming up this morning at 8:45 on WCHL. Again, Jim Hebner and James Reston, UNC graduate and novelist, has written a nonfiction book about the Kennedy assassination. That, again, coming up an hour and 15 minutes from now. Despite heated debate at last night's Assembly of Governments meeting, elected officials are still at an impasse when it comes to the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was there and has details in this rather contentious meeting.
Leaders from Chapel Hill, Carver, and Orange County met together last night to discuss how to move forward with a plan to bring sewer service and a community center to the Rogers Road neighborhood, which has lived with the landfill for 40 years. Chapel Hill Town Council member Matt Chakovsky pushed his peers to commit to funding the plan as soon as possible.
Until we start talking about funding, all we're doing is talking. And it's about time we stop talking.
The historic Rogers Road Task Force came up with a plan to provide sewer service to all 86 homes in the neighborhood at a cost of $5.8 million. The plan has widespread support among local leaders, but the towns and county face two major obstacles. Namely, a pending federal investigation into the county planning department and no clear method for Chapel Hill to contribute its share of the money. The EPA announced this summer it was investigating claims filed by the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, that the county discriminated against the largely African-American neighborhood by failing to apply for federal grant money to fund sewer service. At the advice of the county attorney, commissioners have held off on endorsing the Rogers Road remediation plan until the investigation is complete. Commissioner Mark Dorison said that's a mistake.
We're at the point where we should move forward. And I think, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I think it is a disastrous idea to sit back and wait until the EPA makes a decision.
Carver Alderman Damon Siles agreed, suggesting approval of the remediation plan could bring the investigation to an end. He said the solution may lie in recent correspondence between the county attorney and the attorney representing RENA.
It's right here before us. The county attorney says a commitment can be made if RENA agrees to withdraw the complaint, and we now have a letter from RENA saying that they will withdraw the complaint.
If we adopt the package.
We've got the solution right here in front of us, folks.
But the question of how to approach the EPA investigation got sidetracked by finger-pointing between town officials about who pays what when. Chapel Hill Town Council member Jim Ward and Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton.
To me, it seems like you're asking Orange County and Chapel Hill to pay for the infrastructure that you're obligated to provide your residents.
I'm not obligated to provide that. Okay. That issue was litigated in Orange County Superior Court. That's been decided.
I know it's not Chapel Hill's responsibility.
I know 43% of it is Chapel Hill's responsibility. 14% of it is our responsibility.
The task force approved a cost-sharing plan based on the 1972 landfill agreement. Under that plan, Carrboro pays 14%. Chapel Hill and Orange County each contribute 43%. But to do that, Chapel Hill has to find a way to spend town money outside town boundaries. One solution is to absorb the neighborhood into the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction, a process that's already underway. Another option might be to create a sewer district that includes Rogers Road and extends into Chapel Hill. While Chapel Hill is struggling to figure out how to contribute money, Carrboro has designated $900,000 to cover its portion of the plan. Mayor Chilton lambasted Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt over the council's failure to commit to funding.
We agreed on a set of ground rules about how we were going to allocate these costs. We've stepped up to the plate. We're the people who've put a large chunk of money on the table, and all I get is this bullshit about how you can't put any money in, and I'm not putting in enough, and I'm sick of it.
I don't think that anyone in the town of Chapel Hill says we will not put any money in.
Yeah, I hear a lot about why you can't.
No, you're hearing discussion around where the money comes from.
Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storrow urged the group to put their differences aside and accept the task force's recommendation as the best solution.
All of our governments have been at fault and have done things that we're unhappy about regarding this neighborhood. And there is no perfect magic bullet funding formula that's going to make everybody happy. Maybe the county's number should be slightly higher. There are concerns about Carrboro. There are concerns about things that Chapel Hill has done. But I think this funding formula best gets to the root concerns that we all have about the impact we have made on this neighborhood by dumping our trash for 40 years.
Town and county managers asked to be granted authority to start planning for the implementation of the remediation plan if and when the towns and county commit funding. In response, the boards and council asked for managers to return with a report next spring evaluating all the options. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Durham Police Department conducted a citywide search for a 21-year-old man on Thursday afternoon who was accused of firing shots on the campus of North Carolina Central University. Crandall Ingram, a former North Carolina Central student, was identified by police as the man who reportedly fired three or four shots on campus around 2:40 in the afternoon near Concord and Lawson Streets, according to a report from WRAL. Ingram fled in a cream-colored four-door Audi and was last seen headed southeast of campus, according to police. North Carolina Central Police detained the man that Ingram is accused of trying to shoot and brought him in for questioning. That man was not injured. The shooting forced the university to lock down the campus for about 35 minutes. Police gave the all clear shortly after 3 p.m. As of this morning, Ingram had not been apprehended. A lot of turmoil yesterday on the campus of North Carolina Central University. North Carolina Award recipient for science, Myron Cohen, says he spent the last 33 years trying to reduce new cases of HIV.
I've been doing this since the very beginning. I came to Chapel Hill in 1980, and then the first cases of HIV in Chapel Hill were in 1981, and we had a fairly large epidemic of HIV in North Carolina that the healthcare providers at the university have helped to manage.
Dr. Cohen is UNC's Associate Vice Chancellor for Global Health and Director of the Center for Infectious Diseases. The North Carolina Award is the state's highest civilian honor and was given to five other people along with Cohen. This came one day after Dean Smith, also who lives in Chapel Hill, was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest national civilian honor. Cohen is an infectious disease specialist and says he works with a large group of people across the country.
Working to understand the transmission of HIV, the virus HIV, and most importantly, in developing strategy to prevent the transmission of HIV.
Cohen says the study of HIV/AIDS has come a long way in his more than three decades of work on the disease.
There's no organism better studied than HIV, and there's incredible discoveries along the way that have taken this once universally fatal infection, and nowadays this infection is detected early, and people receive the proper treatment, they live a normal and healthy lifespan. So it's a quite remarkable journey over 33 years.
Dr. Myron Cohen was presented the North Carolina Award by Governor Pat McCrory Thursday in Durham. The North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources administers those awards. Cohen received the award in the Science Division. He was joined this year by Asheville's John E. Cram in Fine Arts, Davidson College graduate John M.H. Hart, Jr. in Literature, and legislator Philip J. Kirk, Jr., Education Administrator John Harding Lucas, and internationally acclaimed linguist Walt Wolfram in Public Service. For more on Myron Cohen and the North Carolina Award in general, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:40. Speaking of chapelboro.com, Rachel Nash is here this morning to tell you what's happening at our very busy website.
Well, you can check out a preview of the Carrboro Film Festival. Lots going on over there this weekend. It's expanded to 2 days, and this year they're including international films. So you can check that out, information on schedules and where to attend, and also some new photo galleries are up as well from our wonderful photographer, Susan Murray.
There's so many films submitted, and I understand from Nick Beery and Jackie Helvey that they have a heck of a time trying to narrow it down and trying to present, you know, one film in each category or whatever, not to have a lot of repetition to make it entertaining for everybody. Just really wonderful submissions.
Yeah, and one I'm particularly excited to see. I talked about it in my story this morning, but it's about Moral Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends from college did put together the piece. He came over every week to those weekly Moral Monday protests in Raleigh, and it's called It's Monday and the South is Rising, and I cannot wait to check that one out.
Yeah, that'll be good, and you could have done a film, too, because you were...
I should have just brought a camera over.
Yeah, you were always there, too, so that's going to be really interesting this weekend. Carrboro Film Festival, it just gets bigger and better all the time.
And this year, international films, comedy, student films, experimental, and they have workshops this year as well, so it's going to be a great event altogether.
You can find everything from films about fly fishing to Moral Monday to, you know, who knows what.
Animation, you name it.
Yeah, the imagination doesn't, you know, is unlimited. So,
right.
Hey, some really creative people involved. What else is happening?
What else is happening? You can check out Matt Oaks's preview of the ODU game this weekend and photo galleries and everything. So lots going on this weekend.
All right, go to chapelroad.com. Now with instantly live streaming on an app for that, you can always stream whatever WCHL is doing. And thank you very much, Rachel. If you'll hang around for a few minutes, we'll get a look at morning traffic. Rachel filling in for Rand Northam this morning, 7:42 at WCHL.
I talk to you every month about award-winning sales teams, but I rarely mention our service team and the outstanding benefits of servicing your car or truck with us at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. Performance service fact number one, we can service any make or model, period. Performance service fact number two, we're an official North Carolina State Inspection Center. Yep, just like servicing any make or model, we can perform a state inspection on any vehicle. Wow! Performance service fact number three, we provide a free 27-point inspection with every visit to help you take the best care of your vehicle. Wow! Performance service fact number four, we have value service clubs for older vehicles with 100,000-plus miles. As a club member, you receive 15% off service and 10% off parts and accessories. Wow! We even offer concierge service, whereby we'll pick up your car, service it, return it to you clean and trouble-free. Give us a try. I promise you'll be wowed. Plus, bring 5 non-perishable food items to your service appointment, and we'll give you 15% off. All food donations benefit Family House in Chapel Hill.
This is Martha Jenkins from Kitchen Works in University Mall, here to remind everyone that Saturday, November 30th, is Small Business Saturday. You know, I was thrilled to find out that almost 65% of money spent at small businesses goes right back into the local economy. So come out on November 30th and support your favorite small businesses in the Triangle. And remember to come see us at Kitchen Works in University Mall, where we're open until 9 p.m. Kitchen Works, your everything for the kitchen supplier.
Are you thinking about grad school or professional school? Then think about Durham Tech. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. If you still need classes to qualify for postgraduate education, Durham Tech can help you. Visit durhamtech.edu/admissions and click on Visiting Students for details. That's durhamtech.edu/admissions. Durham Technical Community College, right in the heart of Orange County. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Why spend Thanksgiving over a hot stove? This year, celebrate Thanksgiving Day at Carolina 1663. They'll have a full buffet from 11 to 4 with a special menu created by their award-winning staff, featuring turkey, prime rib, shrimp and grits, and all your favorite Thanksgiving and Southern classics. Your Thanksgiving feast is on the table at Carolina 1663. Now open in the Sheraton, Chapel Hill. Make reservations online at carolina1663.com. That's carolina1663.com.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutt.
Well, you're certainly welcome. 7:45 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. When I was Carborough mayor, I saw every day that our businesses were asked to contribute to one good cause after another, of which we have a great many in Orange County. Without hesitation, our businesses gave generously. I don't think most people have any idea of how much our businesses give all year long. We tend to think that businesses are all wealthy, picturing Walmart or IBM. But our businesses are, for the most part, small proprietors who have invested heavily in making their business succeed. And those contributions of cookies or picture frames or dinners may be a stretch for them in a business with a small profit margin. Some may not even be making a profit, yet they donate generously as part of what they feel is their community and their civic duty. Another group that is asked over and over to contribute to charity events are musicians and artists. Again, it may be a sacrifice for them because that is their livelihood, but they step up to the plate and give generously of their talent, music, and artworks. A big thank you to all who make our community work so well. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hello, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. My, doesn't your home look lovely?
Why, thank you, Eddie. The brokers from Terra Nova were here staging our home.
Staging? Are you putting on a play?
No, Eddie. Staging means getting our home to look its very best. The professionals at Terra Nova sure know what they're doing.
That's neat.
Would you like to stay for dinner, Eddie? We're having roast beef.
No, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. We're having squab, and I need to tell my folks all about the awesome brokers at Terra Nova.
Online at terranovaglobal.com. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know your home-based business may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance? Many people have started a home-based business, but there's strict guidelines between homeowners and business insurance policies. Business pursuits within the home or conducted in a detached structure are excluded from the standard homeowner's policy. Don't assume your home-based business is covered for property liability. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you by Carmel Carborough. Tired of the same old shopping experience? Well, shop the unique and local stores at Carmel, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays at Carmel Carborough. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. Watch out. There's some slow-ups on North Fordham Boulevard just before you hit I-40. Looks like it's just a little bit congested out there. And then heading towards Raleigh, there's a crash on 440 westbound, causing delays between Six Forks Road and Glenwood Avenue. So just watch out if you're heading in that direction. And if you see anything else throughout the day or your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
You know, sometimes I wish this were TV, that we had cameras in here, because I wish people could see your body language when you're doing
the arm movements.
The arm movements and everything. You gesture wildly, and just like I do, pretty much.
And so you would never know it.
Exactly. I just love watching you do that for emphasis. It's amazing. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a while.
Sounds great.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly optimist restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. It is 47 degrees in Chapel Hill, 46 in Carborough, 46 in Pittsburgh this morning. Mostly cloudy, high today of about 68 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, mainly after midnight. Overnight low around 52. Chance of rain is 50-50. Tomorrow, rain likely. A big chance of rain in the morning. And then the high tomorrow afternoon in the upper 50s. Chance of rain 60% all in all. Now, tomorrow night, it's going to turn really chilly, much colder. Mostly clear skies. Lows tomorrow night in the upper 20s. On Sunday, much colder. Sunny with a high in the upper 30s. And then on Sunday night, cold with the lows down around 19 degrees. 7:50 at WCHL. Brrr. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond has on 18 layers of clothing this morning just in anticipation of all that cold weather.
Hey, Ron, what's the probability of a Carolina Tar Heel win tomorrow here?
The probability of Carolina beating Old Dominion?
Yeah.
I would say pretty strong. I would say, obviously we're favored to win that game.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is that the Tar Heels have to maintain their focus. They're really on a roll. They can get win number 5. And they're going against a pretty good quarterback and a pretty good offense. Now, you know, Old Dominion should not be able to stay with Carolina, particularly in the second half. But, you know, the Tar Heels need to stay focused and be ready to wrap up the season on a high.
Well, I think that you should include a probability of a Tar Heel win factor in every weather forecast.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Might be able to make it
part of what you did. Speaking of weather forecasts and how we get them and all of that,
All right.
Somebody on TV the other day said that there are 13,000 satellites circling Mother Earth. You ever hear anything like that, Ron?
No, I didn't know there were that many, but I'm not surprised, really.
The most powerful of which, of course, transmits the Ron Stutz radio extravaganza every morning.
Yeah, I got some satellite restaurants out there in space.
You've heard of that. Well, bear with me.
You okay, big guy?
Oh, listen, I'll tell you, this bronchitis stuff, pal, when that grabs a hold of you, it doesn't let go very easily. But speaking of satellites and the Ron Stutz radio extravaganza, here's a word that, man, you talk about, you know, pretending to know what you're talking about, which is what I do every morning.
Well, so do I.
Here's a dandy. Apsis. Apsis is the word of the day. APSIS. You know, the Associated Press, so you remember that, just started with AP and then follow it with SIS. Apsis is a noun. It's all about the two points on the orbit of a planet or a satellite that are nearest to or furthest from the body around which it moves. Is that complicated enough for you, Ron?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just kind of drifted off.
You try to educate this ignoramus, and what does he do? He falls asleep on you, you know. Doesn't have the Rolling Stones in the middle of it, it ain't going to work. All right, apsis. There is your word of the day. Apsis, either of the two points. It's all about orbits and planets and satellites and... As who was it, Gomer Pyle or Randy Griffith, who used to say, and I don't know what all.
Yeah, exactly. And whereas Gomer used to say, golly.
That's what he used to say. All right, apsis, there's your word of the day. Ron, if there's not a satellite up there with your name on it, we need to revise the scientific protocols of this country.
Oh, we'll have to get right on that.
Okay, hey, pal.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You be a good boy. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? I don't know. Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it, and if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Good morning. It is 7:54.
All right. I'm Ron Stutz along with Lauren Stafford. It is time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHO.
How are you doing, Ron?
Just great.
Sorry, I kind of lost track.
Thought you'd never ask. You thought you'd fallen asleep over there.
I had a blonde moment, which is a perfect segue into our joke today.
You can tell a blonde joke since you're blonde.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, I own my blondeness.
Nothing you do?
I do. I'm proud.
Yeah.
Loud, proud, and blonde.
Loud and proud, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
African Flash, Lauren Stafford. With today's clean joke.
Thanks for the introduction. One day, a blonde walks into a doctor's office with both of her ears burnt.
Both of her ears burnt?
Her ears burnt.
Okay.
The doctor asks her, what happened? She says, well, when I was ironing my work suit, the phone rang, and I mistakenly picked up the iron instead of the phone. The doctor says, well, that explains one ear, but what about the other? She said, well, they called again.
Horrible.
Horrible.
But funny.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL Hometown Hero is Teresa Bonner, who works with the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program.
I am the Academic Support Specialist for the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Before that, I was for 20 years a classroom teacher and was just looking to, you know, maybe make a change and still have the opportunity to work with kids.
Teresa Bonner relishes the opportunity to do what she does each day.
I love kids. I didn't start out wanting to be a teacher. I actually started out as a nursing major and through college changed my major. What I love about working with students and their families is my job is never the same thing twice. You never know what each day is going to unfold. I just love seeing kids find who they are and find the potential that they have within themselves and go out there and to find whatever avenue they need to have open to them so that that student can go and be whatever it is that they're meant to be and give back to the world around them, because every single one of us has a reason for being here and something that we can give back.
Teresa Bonner never misses the opportunity to really pitch the program and always tries to recruit good mentor advocates.
One of the strongest components of our program is that when students enter our program in the fourth grade, we are able to pair them with a community mentor. So we are always looking for people who have good hearts and a willingness just to spend a few hours a week with a young person. No prior experience required. We just ask for someone who has a willingness to be open and to share of themselves and in the world around them with a young person.
Helping the kids is great, but Teresa already has her hands full with her own family. It's a big one.
When I'm not at work, I'm the mom of four boys of my own. I am the taxi driver, family scheduler.
And you have four?
Four, yes.
My goodness. Teresa Bonner, Academic Support Specialist for the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, a part of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System. Teresa is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go. There are only two home games left in the 2013 Carolina football season, and you don't want to miss any of the action. Be there this Saturday at beautiful Kenan Stadium as the Tar Heels host Old Dominion at 12 noon. Before the game, join Coach Fedora and the team for the victory walk at 9:30. And don't miss the Mason Lovett Band performing live at Tar Heel Town. Get there early and stay late for Tar Heel football. Tickets are still available. Visit GoHeels.com for yours today.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Sutton's Drugstore. It's half off. $20 worth of food and drink available now for $10. Sutton's has fed the town of Chapel Hill since the early 20s, and their notorious burgers, sandwiches, hot dogs, and milkshakes bring customers back for more. Come and be served by the friendly staff and enjoy hot, fresh, and timely food, and leave with a full stomach and wallet. It's half off from Sutton's, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
By the way, let me just jump in here and remind you that you can still win tickets to Carolina and Old Dominion tomorrow at noon in Kenan Stadium. All you got to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and enter before noon today. Noon is the deadline.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
46 degrees. In Chapel Hill, a lot of clouds today. High today in the upper 60s and really cold this weekend.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.